inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, a refresher course on planting spuds. And with us on the line, as usual, every Thursday morning, is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we go into this every few years or so. We kind of go into the basic elements of planting potatoes, and there's kind of a routine that you go through?
Of course. And potatoes are, we grow potatoes partly because they are very good homegrown, better than those store-bought stuff. Potatoes grow very well here in our cool, well, in Alaska. I mean, they're the biggest legal weight of crop in Alaska.
Legal.
And legal, yeah, right. So, I mean, I don't think there's any illegal potatoes out there, but there could be. So, whether it be sandy soil to muskeg soil, as long as we've got good drainage, hopefully at least half a day of sun, potatoes can be grown down near the beaches, and up in our gardens, beds, boxes, containers. So there's lots of ways of growing them, lots of different colors of potatoes. There are red, white, blue, purple, pink, all sorts of interesting stuff. But we've got to get those seed potatoes first, and sometimes that can be a challenge at certain times of year. They may be sold out. But we start out with some good, ideally certified seed potatoes, or some really nice ones that you gardeners may have saved from their own growing from last year that have some sprouts on them, and preparing our soil. Hopefully they have been, the soil's been warmed up, been under clear plastic for a few weeks. We can cut the larger potatoes so they have at least one eye. That's very important. And we do want to cut large potatoes, because if you plant a whole large potato, you get a lot of sprouts, but the problem is they tend to all take their nutrients from that big potato, and a large number of sprouts in one hill means they can't take in as much nutrients from the surrounding soil either, so you may get quite a lot of small potatoes compared to having one sprout that will get the correct amount of nutrients from its surroundings.
And you're also,
grows well.
You're also kind of maximizing the amount of growth from one particular seed potato, too.
Exactly. So you can, assuming you've got space to plant, you know, all the pieces when you cut them up, then you can get more from the, if you're buying potatoes by the pound, seed potatoes by the pound, you can get more of them. So again, that's where we dig our trench down the middle of our bed or row. I dig a trench about 6 inches deep. Scratch fertilizer down in the bottom of that trench, and then take my seed pieces with a sprout and plant them about a foot apart in the row, usually. Pointy end up, sprouted end up, and just barely cover them with a couple of inches of soil. And then as they grow up, once they grow up, say, 3 or 4 inches, bring in some of that soil from the piles along beside them to cover, to hill the potato. And we may do that 2 or 3 times during the season. As they grow up another 3 or 4 inches, bring some more soil in.
So you're actually burying the plant then?
We are. We're trying to leave the top leaves showing. And what the reason for that is that the new potatoes grow off the side of that sprout, which is growing up. And so all the new potatoes are above, start out above the piece that we plant. So we can, again, get more potatoes if we hill up, as long as we're doing this on a regular basis, kind of a little bit warmer soil. We can mix in even just a little bit of fertilizer or a little bit of seaweed in there as we're hilling them also. And then once we quit hilling, say, mid-June, I'm looking ahead a month from now, then we can let them grow, and hopefully we will get a good harvest starting after they are flowering, which is, say, mid-July, and if we leave them in the ground until either a first frost, or it's just time to start eating some more potatoes by September, October, we can start gradually harvesting.
Okay. And last week we had a little bit of our preview of the big garden sale, and there's some other gardening events happening this weekend as well?
There are, yeah. I mean, the Saturday plant sale was well attended considering the miserable weather. I mean, it was hypothermia weather out there. And so the community garden folks and the master gardeners have gotten together, and there will be another plant sale Sunday afternoon, 1 till 3 o'clock at the community garden, open to the public for both the non-profits. 4-H has trees to sell. There's tomatoes going to be available. Seed potatoes will be available out there, bare root trees. And other gardening events after that, next week, the Jensen Olsen Arboretum is doing a wine tasting fundraiser at the Glacier Gardens, and tickets are available at the usual locations. And then the following Saturday is Alaska Open Gardens Day. So the Arboretum, the Jensen Olsen Arboretum at 23 Mile Glacier Highway, is open as it normally is, but there will be garden tours. Merrill Jensen, the coordinator and manager, will be leading tours, talking about the plants growing out there. And this is, you know, the stuff growing there is plants that people can grow in their own yards in most of Juneau. So it's a great opportunity to learn about this. And he is growing potatoes out there, and he's got a vegetable garden and ornamentals and fruit trees. So should certainly get out there to see it.
Okay. Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot for the heads up.
You're welcome, Matt.